and something to believe in, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Good friends of mine went home to be with the Lord, and now they're in the presence of Almighty God, and there is peace. I'll tell you, when we sing that song, it just sends cold chills all over me, because we will be in a land of peace. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, that wonderful, wonderful peace. I remember Fanny Oler many years ago when I was a young man going to church, and Fanny Oler would sing that song, and it always thrilled my heart. What a wonderful peace in the valley for me. And I love that song. I hope you're doing well and enjoying the broadcast this morning. Well, let's go back and do this song for you. I hope you enjoy this one also.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know just what you see. A miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. An old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner grace. How could I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner.
Say amen to that. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, by the grace of God, Almighty God. There I go also. Well, I got to go to Duke tomorrow, Monday morning, very early in the morning. I got to go down to Duke, see about my eye. I want you to be praying for me, praying that something can be done. I've got macular in one eye, and I don't have but one eye anyhow, and I'm having trouble trying to read. I've had to give up my churches. And I'm not pastoring anywhere now. If you'd like me to come by and preach for you, I'd love to. But you'll have to do the reading. I just can't read anymore, and I really miss that. But I will be going to Duke tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, very early, I'm going down to Duke. My grandson's going to take me down there, and I'm going to see what can be done for this macular degenerated eye. So you be praying for me, and I will be praying for you. Well, let's go now, right now, and let Jimmy Davis do a song for us. I love Jimmy Davis' music. I'm going to play one by him right now. Here it goes. Thank you.
I stood upon a hillside, looking on a distant mountain, where the colors of the sunset chased away the evening gloom. I thought of God Almighty, who designed this lovely view. I said I'd like to know him, and now thank God I do. And every man upon the earth through Christ can know him too. There was a time I didn't, but now thank God I do. Watching restless waters dashing, where the green of nearby Ireland met with heaven matching blue. The work of God Almighty, so beautiful to view. and know him too. There was a time I didn't, but now thank God I do.
Now, thank God I do. Well, I want to ask you a favor. I want you to give and then pray. Don't pray and then give, but give and then pray, because this broadcast is desperately needing your help. We're not getting the support that we've been getting. I don't know why, that it's fell off considerably a lot. And I sat down here tonight and I started to do the broadcast, and it wouldn't work. The computer was not working, and I'm going to have to buy another computer, looks like, and I got to buy some more equipment and all that. So I want you to give and then pray, or you to pray and then give. But I want this broadcast to be on your heart and on your mind. I want you to support it. You've been very good down through since I've been on this radio ministry since, oh, I say back in 85 or 86 or somewhere around there. And it's been a blessing to many people. I don't talk to too many people who don't say that they don't get this broadcast. So it's very important to the people and very important to you. So you pray and then do what God tells you to do. You know, a lot of times we pray and God, it lays on our heart, but we don't do what God says to do. But I believe today that you're going to pray and give to this ministry. Thank you already for the mail you're going to send me this week.
The more I trust him, the more I love him. Nothing good for me he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter. Love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter as days go by.
The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart. Great joy in knowing with him I am going, and evermore from him to depart.
Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer.
Right there and start a message. I want to.
We've seen. I tried to think when all of this began to happen. I want you to think how it seemed like that everything was just going so good. I mean, we had our problems in America. We had our political problems. We had our medical problems. We had a lot of problems, but it seemed to me like that from 9/11, that this whole entire world just turned upside down. It seemed like from 9/11, it just seemed like that we have gone from one situation to another situation. I asked myself the question, was it going on all along and we just didn't see it? You know, America woke up. Remember, our churches woke up. We had prayer vigils, lit candles. We really got stirred because all at once the homeland had been attacked. Many had been killed. Bombers flying into buildings. Terrorists on the rampage. All of a sudden, chaos. And it hadn't let up. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And even today, it's the same way. It just keeps getting worse and worse. Not only terrorists politically. The Bible said we have wickedness in high places. And it seemed like it just keeps on rolling. And then all of a sudden, same-sex marriage. Defying the laws of the land. What's right? What's wrong? Cancer. AIDS. I mean, people, it seemed like the world was in a stampede. As I said last week, dying people, dying in a polluted world. Polluted with sin. Our schools. Television. I mean, sex scandals. I mean, it's just, it seemed like there'd be no end. There is also a religious war. We have the conservative, even in religion. We have the liberal in religion. The extremist. I mean, it seems like we just can't get this little ball of yarn together. It's like a big, have you ever seen a ball of yarn and you hold one end and just roll the ball down the hill and it just keeps on rolling? But this ball of yarn ain't getting no smaller. It just seems like it's getting bigger and bigger. Keeps rolling right on along. But I believe that we have come not only politically to a crossroads, but we've come spiritually to a crossroads. The movie that this lady has spoke about. Churches are even buying tickets and showing it to their congregation. And the congregation is realizing for the first time just how cruel the death of Christ really was. The ball of yarn just keeps on rolling. But this morning, I want us to think for just a moment. Who are we anyhow? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Where is my position in this world today? What is my position? Where am I supposed to be? And then again, am I where I ought to be with God? I'm going to use something that you're going to remember. Every time that you go to the post office or to the mailbox, you're going to remember this sermon. I think this morning, if I'm going to take a position in this world, you know what I want to be like? I want to be like a stamp. A little bitty postage stamp. Well, now, when they used to have them back in 3 cents, they had what they call USA across them. You remember? But now today, we got a Elvis Presley stamp. We got all kind of stamps, big stamps, little stamps. But I want you this morning to be a postage stamp. And I want you to take your position in this world as being a postage stamp. Well, how is that going to relate to my Christian experience with God? First of all, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20 and 21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I'm a postage stamp. You see, a postage stamp represents the country. That's why they put USA. I don't care where you go, I don't care where you're at, when you open up that envelope or when you get that package and you look at that stamp, there's no way that you're going to be misrepresented because that stamp says USA. Everyone knows who the USA is. Everyone knows what America is. And so this morning we are representatives or either ambassadors for Christ. We are the light of the world, Jesus said. You're the salt of the earth. But the Bible said if the salt has lost its savor, it ain't fit for nothing but to be trodden among men. We're the light of the world. We are the head, not the tail. We are not a nobody going no place. We're a somebody going someplace. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are candidates for heaven. You know, we live in the world, but heaven's our home. We are to represent heaven. How many sermons have I preached on heaven? Not too many, have I? I preached several on hell. But we are to represent the homeland. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Jesus said, don't lay up treasures in this world where rust and moth are corrupt, but lay you up treasures in heaven. And we are representatives of heaven. Oh, I'm just living in this old world. These old clothes I got on my back one day will become nothing but rags stored in some closet. I'll be laid away on the hillside if I live long enough and God tarries. Because, you see, I'm only passing through this world. My home is far beyond this world. I'm going to a place that Jesus talked about. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare it, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be also. I'm an ambassador. I am to represent my country. You know, if you have to tell people you're a Christian, then you're in trouble. If you have to tell people you're a Christian, then you're in trouble. People ought to be able to look at you and tell that you're a Christian. Because Christians act different. They talk different. They smell different. They walk different. As a matter of fact, the Bible said they are peculiar people. We are a different kind of people. The world looks at us as a different kind of people. And we're supposed to be different. The Bible says we're to be different. Come out from amongst the world. And he said, and touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. You see, they may say that you're a radical. I had a fellow one time say to me, he said, I wish I was as radical as you are. Jim, I never realized I was radical. But today, you talk about Jesus Christ, you're a radical. You talk about the blood, you're a radical. You talk about salvation, you're a radical. You hoop, you holler, you get happy, you shout, you're a radical. Well, honey, I don't know about you, I got something to shout about. This world ain't my home. I've got a better place beyond the blue. I'm going home to be with Jesus. And how much farther can I go than that? Give the Lord a big hand for that. And when you put that stamp on there, let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 9 and look what he said. Add that when I am licked, I don't quit. You take that little old stamp. That's the worst part about the old stamp. You had to lick it. I like it now where you just peel it off and put it on the envelope. And to beat it all, it's so easy, even the postman will do it for you. I like that part too. I just take a...
Queen of the city, John saw coming down. Jesus. I sleep by the river over on that beautiful shore. I sleep by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Well, neighbor, I've got to get out of here. I want you to remember me tomorrow. I'll be at Duke University having my eye checked. I got macular in one eye, and the other one I don't have. And anyhow, I'll be going to Duke tomorrow, very early in the morning. So you remember me. Remember the broadcast. I'm going to have to buy another computer, and see me like it. This one here is just not working right. I hope I got this broadcast on all right. But I hope you enjoy the broadcast. We try to do what God lays on our heart to do. We try to sing the songs and preach the sermons that will bless your heart. We're not on here for fanfare. We're here to preach the gospel, to try to reach souls for Christ. And we've been faithful to you, so you need to be faithful to this radio ministry. So you sit down this week and write to me. Well, Father, I'm going to bring my unseat honest to you. I'm going to lay him at the cross. And Father, the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all sin, heal our bodies, cleanse us from sin. And Father, we're so thankful for this broadcast. We're thankful for the people who paid and prayed every week, very faithful, Lord, to the broadcast. So I'm praying that tomorrow I'll get a successful report on my eye, and we can continue on with this radio ministry. But until then, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. Well, neighbor, I got to get off here, so I'll be talking with you again next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
While in the shadow.